When scholarly work is good, it is riveting, but 99% of the time, it is boring to the point of being torture. Why is it that, when it is not good, it is so boring? The received view seems to be that scholarly work is made boring by being so rich in content, that it is weighed down with thought, which makes it hard to take in, and which therefore makes it boring. Or, so it is also thought, the subject matter of such works is inherently boring. These views are false. Work that is rich in content is ipso facto interesting, and subject matter is usually not inherently boring. And it certainly isn't inherently boring often enough to explain why scholarly works are, as a rule, so boring. Of course, there are cases where the work in question is not boring, but the person reading it is too stupid to understand it and is therefore bored by it. But such cases only account for a fraction of the total number of cases of people who are bored by scholarly work. A given scholarly work can be objectively boring, in the sense that it is boring to people who understand it and are, in fact, interested in the subject matter. When a scholarly work is boring in this sense, which is most of the time, it is because it lacks content, and that absence of content is being filled in with para-content, with gratuitous scholarship, with evasions, and with rehashed and tortured arguments. Or it is boring because it has a strictly negative, literally counterproductive character, in the sense that it denigrates a given view without offering anything in its place, and also without using critical instruments in a skillful or illuminating way. So no, when scholarly work is objectively boring, that is not because it is so loaded with content. It is because it is so empty of content, which emptiness is filled in with pseudo-content, which people rightly shut themselves off to in the way that organisms shut themselves off to pathogens, the result of which is that people are not engaged with the work in question and are therefore bored by it.